with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Thank you.
All right. Mike, after a tough loss to the Cardinals, how do you categorize it? Is it humbling, disappointing, motivating, all the above? How do you put it in a
words? Well, it's definitely a bad loss, but you know, fortunately, it's still only one loss. You know, anytime you get into games late in the season, you have so much to build off of from the three other stages of the season. So, and you have to look at that as, you know, what you're trying to do, what can you pull forward, why did it happen? So, you know, we had some injuries. We didn't handle that very well. Some of the adjustments that we needed to make, we didn't get that done, and it factored. But at the end of the day, we played a very good football team, an excellent football team that's playing very well. And we made way too many mistakes, particularly in the first half. Dug a hole at halftime, and then I think really the first series in the second half kind of led to the, you know, to the spiral effect, and you know, towards the 28 points, whatever, how many points they had off of turnovers. Mm-hmm. You can't recover from that.
Mike, another seemingly anyway, a pivotal point in the game was the end of the first half. Mike Daniels' interception, big opportunity.
Play, yeah.
You guys throw in the interception, they go 80 yards, and suddenly that becomes like a 14-point swing, doesn't it, right before the half?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you had a 14-point swing right before the half, and then you had the, you know, the swing right there at the beginning of the third quarter, and then you had the two return, you know, fumbles for touchdowns. So I mean, that's an avalanche in a football game, and especially on the road.
Pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Did you view it, Mike, as mainly, you know, you didn't have David Bakhtiari going into the game, and then you lost Brian Bulaga during the game, or how did you look at the pressure?
Well, I look at the pressure really as my responsibility. We had a plan. It did not get communicated, executed, ever how you want to look at it. So, you know, we put some guys in some spots where they didn't win. I think you definitely have to learn from that. We had a couple of these situations. And, you know, these type of things that have happened in the past, and talked about it with the football team. Particularly, we talked about it with the offense, and we'll make those adjustments and move forward.
Another thing from the game, Mike, you guys had 11 turnovers through 14 games, and that's mm-hmm. the fewest in the National Football League. Now, 4-1 game, that just ain't you.
Well, I would, if you do the statistical breakdown, or if you're in the world analytics, that's definitely classified as an anomaly, and it needs to be. So it's just definitely, you know, not the way you can play this game, and it's just not the way we train. You only have so much time in your preparation, your practice structure, and our training has a lot to do with taking care of the football. So you get what you emphasize. I'm a huge believer in those things that you emphasize and need to be positive attributes and characteristics of your football team. So. That cannot happen, especially for the commitment that we have at that particular fundamental. And, you know, and the flip side of it is you get what you tolerate. So if you're going to tolerate some of these negative things that have happened, then they're going to continue. So we need to obviously wipe out the things, the common mistakes, the repeated mistakes that we've made. And that's what Mondays are for. And we've done that. But, frankly, we're all about beating the Vikings now.
Looking at one of the positives, Mike, T.J. Lang was hurting, but his block downfield on the Eddie Lacy screen, I mean, I would imagine guys take notice of that sort of thing, of a guy hustling downfield, making a play.
I mean, T.J.'s a man's man. This has been his best season as a Green Bay Packer. I mean, frankly, I thought he was sliding into Pro Bowl recognition, and we all know how that works. Sometimes you get it the next year, but T.J.'s having a great year, and he's someone, you know, both on and off the field that our players look up to.
Mike, you mentioned getting ready for the Vikings. As the head coach and as such the chief tone setter, how are you approaching this week?
Well, steady. You know, you keep your eye on a target. I mean, this is these division games are always tough. The second one to me is always tougher. Anytime you play a team for the second time, you have to obviously be cognizant of what went on in the first game and what's happened between now and then. So they're healthy. They had some struggles on defense in the last 3 or 4 weeks. But, you know, obviously you got everybody back healthy, and they look very good against the Giants.
Well, let's face facts, Mike. I mean, you could win your fifth NFC North division title in a row, which has rarely happened in this illustrious division, and your 11th victory of the season. This is a big game.
Yes, it's really, when the schedule come out, it was kind of hard not to point to it and, you know, not think it was going to be a big game. So the Vikings were definitely a team that we felt was a good team last year that was going to be better this year, and they're definitely that. So just the way they're built, the way they play to their identity, this is going to be a great victory for us.
Next up, our special guest, he is Mike Pinnell. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Our special guest this week, Mike Pinnell. Mike, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you for having me.
You get a sack. Is that like a Christmas gift? Come early, come late, whatever you want to say for you.
It came a little too late, but I'm just glad we got the gift.
What is that like to get your first NFL sack?
For me, it's more like past due. You know, we got Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, Mike Mill, Dayton Jones, Mike Daniels. They're always getting sacks. You know, it's always a big game to them, and we're always joking around with each other. Then J-Ron Elliott's always getting sacked, so they were like, when are you going to finally join the club? And finally did it.
Mike, you're a big man, but not every big man plays a real strong game. You play a real strong game. Is that functional strength you have, is that a gift from God, or is that a lot of weight room? Where does that come from?
I'd have to say it's a gift from Terry Pinnell. It got to be a little bit genetic, but, you know, just putting in the time in the weight room and everything, and being in my second year, developing, you know, becoming a better player, it's just all coming together.
Following up on Larry's question, you know, you're throwing around 300-pound guys on a regular basis. Are you superhuman? Where does that come from? How do you get that strength?
I mean, I like to think so. But, you know, it's just, you know, a combination of everything. You know, the season going on, becoming a veteran in the NFL, you know, our strength and conditioning staff, you know, they're amazing here. So it's a combination of everything, finally putting it together.
Mike, the program says you're 6'4", 332, but the NFL – this is a tough place to do business. Despite that size and that strength we've already talked about, how much of your success depends on technique, doing it the right way?
I mean, at this level, you know, there's a lot of guys across the league, even offensive linemen, who have the same size and stature and even strength. But, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have a great coach who's always on technique. Even if we make a play, he's critiquing the technique, where you can be better, your pad level, footwork, hands. So it's just about not becoming complacent and just becoming a complete football player, and that's what I'm trying to do in the coming years.
Cut your first NFL sack. You also forced a fumble, which Morgan Burnett recovered. What is the art of trying to force a fumble?
Coach McCarthy puts a big emphasis on takeaway drills and ball drills. And, I mean, I think we do them every day. So you always want to get the ball back for our offense. And, you know, it was unfortunate that we lost the game, but the defense kept fighting, and that was good to see.
You've mentioned Coach Turgovec a couple of times. He is a real good teacher, is he not, of defensive line play?
Most definitely. He's real critical, real specific. You know, he's going to tell you exactly what he feels like you can be, and he's going to give you everything that he can do to make you the best player that you can be, and, you know, appreciate him for that.
You were an undrafted free agent. You survived a bout with childhood cancer. Life has not been easy for you. What has made you you to get you to this point?
Great support from my family. You know, my mother, she's never let me quit, as bad as the situation ever got. You know, going through the draft and seeing all those picks go by, your name not being called, that's going to put a little chip on your shoulder. It just depends on how long you're going to have that fight inside of you and, you know, feeling that you weren't good enough to go to this team or this team. So that's my motivation. I keep thinking about it every day.
Mike, does your mom still critique your play?
Oh, every day.
how do those conversations go?
Oh, man, she's critical. She feels like I need about 5 sacks every game, so no game is ever good enough to her. But I appreciate her for that. She always keeps me level-headed and humbled.
I've noticed that you have the Beast tattooed on your calves, but I imagine around mom, you're not the Beast. You're probably like, yes, ma'am, or, yeah. Or whatever you need, mom, or whatever.
Yeah, the Beast is just on the football field. I'm still a mama's boy, so
that's
Mike,
good.
During your couple years here, we've seen you play inside as far as the nose and outside as far as the five technique or on the outside shoulder of the offensive tackle. Do you have a favorite place you're most comfortable?
I enjoy, you know, actually being on the field, you know, with the defense. Anytime I can do that, you know, anything the coaches ask me to do, I would love to do that. But if I had a preference, I like the nose, you know, the five technique. I would like to get a little bit more comfortable at it. But just want to keep excelling and keep becoming a better defensive player all around.
We mentioned the sack. We mentioned forcing the fumble. But Mike D with the interception. As a defensive lineman, is that a dream? And are you amazed at – I know he was a high school running back, but still, the hands that that guy has to do that. Would you like to do that someday?
Oh, man, I would love to get one of those. I mean, we were so amped on the sideline when Mike got it. And he came to the sideline and he wasn't even celebrating. He was mad he didn't score. So that just – I mean, that just shows you the type of competitors we have on this team.
Mike, Saturday prior to the Cardinal game, you guys held a practice at Scottsdale Community College, where you went to school for a couple of years. Were there any moments during that practice you thought, and I came here, and now I'm there, and I'm playing in the University of Phoenix Stadium tomorrow? Were there any of those type of moments for you?
Most definitely. You know, I was fortunate enough to meet with my coach that was there already, so We reminisced a little bit and just talked about everything, came full circle, and he ended up giving me my jersey and said he was going to retire my number. So it was just like, you know, it's a blessing. You know, I'm just humbled by that.
Really cool.
Mike, congratulations on your success so far, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Mike and Larry on the Telestrator next with his first career NFL sack. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Single back offense now. In the fake handoff, Palmer off play action, back to throw, rushed by Mike Pinnell, and he's hit and taken down. Loss of one as Palmer stepped up and tried to climb the pocket, and Pinnell reached in from behind to make the sack on the play. For Pinnell, his first sack of the season.
We are back with Mike, and we're going to talk some football. And Mike, on this particular play, this is a first and 10. What are you thinking prior to the snap?
You know, through the week, you know, we know this is a big play action team, but they do run a bunch of duos, and that's their main run. So I'm really thinking that he's coming down here. So I'm trying to get in there fast to get through the gap.
Okay. Snap the ball. And at this point, okay, let's stop it right there. At this point, do you know it's a pass, or are you just kind of feeling things? Because you got your head buried in his head.
Not yet. I'm actually, when I'm pressing him right here and bringing my hands up underneath here, I got my eye on the back. And if you run it just a little bit, out of the corner of my eye here, I see the running back. I see the exchange through Carson right here. Of course, he kept it in tuck. So fortunately enough, I had my hand in a good position right underneath his armpit. You can run it a little bit.
Okay.
Now I was able to reset my weight.
We
get underneath.
Okay. And you launch Ted Larson. Hey, now when we launch, let's get to the exciting conclusion and see him hit the ground. Okay, now stop it. Okay, let's run that back and talk about, I mean, now is that leverage, that strength, that's everything right there. Look at that.
Yeah, that's just, you know, good transition rush. You know, Coach Turgeback, we work on it all week, going from the pass, I mean, going from the run to the pass, and just got to make your move quick and be decisive.
Okay, let's stop it right here. Something else about rushing the quarterback, and you show it here, Mike, besides this incredible strength, which I could watch all day, but something, you got to have closing speed. You know, you can beat the guy, but the guys who are going to get home got to have some closing speed, and you show some here.
Yeah.
Well, did your eyes get real big?
Real big. You know, it's been a while since I had a sack. So, first, while I'm chasing him, I'm trying to go for the ball at first, and fortunately enough, I come down and get his ankles, and the rest is history.
Well, let's see the... Yeah, you are reaching for the ball, going for the strip. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we are looking at Mike Pinnell's first career sack. That is great stuff, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Hey, welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week we ask for your opinion on Twitter. And this week, Mike, the fans picked player of the game, Mike Daniels, probably for that interception. I know he was a high school running back, but what great hands, huh, on that interception?
Great instincts, great hands, obviously a big play in a game. And, you know, Mike is just
what you love about Mike is the same guy every day, you know, the way he works and the way he plays. So, I mean, it's, you know, unfortunately we didn't take advantage of it.
I don't know if you saw his post-game comments, but Mike, it's so classic Mike Daniels. Afterwards, he says, I should have scored.
I wish he would have scored. That would have been great. But I definitely thought he was going to score because just the way he took off, I mean, he definitely looked like he was had all the determination and willpower to get there. So I don't know how the L.A. tackled him.
The Packers fans' play of the game was the Tim Mastay fake punt for the first down. Number one, Tim Mastay is an athlete. I think that was proven on that play. And number two, how do you have the feel to call that play?
You know, it's really a play we've been working on for quite some time. And, you know, it's more about a situation that you're looking for, matchups. Really hesitant to call with our new snapper, Rick. And it kind of factored into play. But, you know, in fairness to him, he's only been here for 3 days before we ran it. So, but, yes, Tim's an excellent athlete. And, you know, if he could hit a crease, I mean, I think he would shock people with his speed.
Mike, you mentioned your new snapper, Rick Lovato, and you look at the situation he was in. He comes to town, and this is a big-time game-of-the-week type experience for him, and went out there and performed flawlessly as far as getting that ball on target.
He sure did. He went out there and threw strikes, so, I mean, that's impressive. And you really like his disposition. You could just see from the first day that, you know, it's – I don't say it's not too big for him, that would be an insult, but he just kind of fit right in and went to work. And, you know, the guys kind of took to him, and, you know, Brett, you know, was helping him out along, and obviously surrounded by Mason and Tim.
Next up, we'll get you ready for the Minnesota Vikings. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
And welcome back in the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, pretty simple question. How important is it for the team to win this game, win the division, don't get choked up on me, and get a home playoff game?
Well, it's important. That's what you play for. I mean, it's all about, you know, striving for success. And obviously the first level of success is getting into the playoffs. You know, we've reached that. You know, second one is obviously winning your division so you can have the home playoff game. So this is the second level of success that we're striving for.
Mike, would you say this week as a head coach you have your work cut out for you? Or is bouncing back part of this team's DNA?
Personally, I love it. I love the spot we're in. I like that people don't think, you know, are not being real nice, you know, saying nice things about us. And it's warranted, you know, particularly after the way we played against Arizona. So, you know, I grew up on the other side of the tracks. So I'm comfortable in this spot. And but at the end of the day, it's about football. And I love the preparation part of it. I really enjoy the meetings, the film study, and just the whole process. And it was good to get started on Monday with the players to get a head start. And we'll have a great plan for them on Wednesday.
Adrian Peterson, his two worst rushing days came against you guys, including the last game, 45 yards. What is the secret, in your opinion, to trying to corral
him? Well, gap integrity and just really the discipline of it because, I mean, he's a remarkable player. I mean, just his ability to get in and out of gaps and make you pay for, you know, if you get maybe too much penetration or if you, you know, you don't stay in your gap, you peek inside or peek outside. So the gap integrity is number one. And the second thing, you got to tackle him. So you got to tackle him and gang tackle him and get as many hats on the ball as you can.
Mike, outside of holding Adrian Peterson to 45 yards in your first meeting, you also had a 100-yard rusher in Eddie Lacy, 100-yard receiver in James Jones, and you also had six sacks defensively. Sounds like a pretty good plan for beating them a second time.
Well, I like to think we always have a good plan every time we line up. But, you know, we played well in Minnesota, and it's important for us to play that, you know, that way this week. We were very balanced on offense. We made the big plays on defense with the sacks and, you know, obviously keeping their point total down. So every week's different in this league. We know that they're coming to Lambeau with a lot of confidence. We got to make sure that, you know, we get our play style rolling early and often and play to, you know, to our game plan and execute it and everything will work out for us to win a division.
And we wish you the best of luck going for another division title right here at Lambeau Field.
Thank you, Lance.
Does that sound good? All right. Mike McCarthy Show for another week. We'll talk to you after that Vikings game.